Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody.
I'm the Cannabis Kid.
And Belle Starr here. How's it going, everyone? It is, what is today?
I don't even know what today is either.
July 27th. It's a Wednesday. It's Weekday Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. That's it's why the 27th.
We're here for Weekday Wednesday. And so are you. Woohoo! So thanks for joining us. Hello.
I've got a light rain driving over here today.
Oh, there was a sprinkle, but last night we had like major stormage.
It was amazing.
It was wonderful. The desert was
the
really happy.
The lightning was incredible last night. Just lighting up the whole sky.
Lighting system. Oh, my Lord. It was fantastic. Yeah, I was waiting for some trees to fall out in the front yard because it was crackling and
that happens good here stuff. In Tucson. We definitely know how to move the trees around.
Yeah, we surely do. Trees. We love trees. Trees of all kinds. Cannabis trees, weed trees, Gandhi trees.
Shrubs.
Indica shrubs. Oh, my Lord. It's just one of those mornings. We're not quite awake. We're waiting for someone to bring us our tea.
And hasn't happened yet. No. You better hurry up
in
there.
Yeah, you guys, come on. Get in the room. You're supposed to be bringing it to us. Man, what's going on? So, what's going on? We're smoking some skunk number one. I'll just tell you that right now.
I'm just kind of holding it in my hand.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out. I haven't seen
what is that called?
For a whole week. Bogarting.
Uh-huh.
You're bogarting it.
I always forget that word.
Don't bogart it. That's a funny word.
It is a funny word.
It's a bogart.
Who's listening in this morning? We got
Hey, the Netherlands are here.
Netherlands. We missed you.
And we've got Silver Sisters on the line.
Hi,
woo-hoo!
Silver Sister. We miss you.
Where's our... we got to have some fun things here. Game winner.
You are a game winner. You're all game winners here in our book.
How's the island? We're living on an island.
Yeah, how's the weather there?
The island. Yeah.
It's probably really beautiful there.
It's probably gorgeous there. Oh, my Lord.
Can you send us a picture?
Can you send us some beautiful weather, please?
Yeah, I want to see beautiful weather pictures.
We'd like to have that.
I mean, not that we don't have it here. It's actually a beautiful day today.
It's
probably going to be 106 with a lot of humidity, but...
Yeah, that's not a beautiful day.
It's not a beautiful day.
But it's our day, and we'll take it.
We'll take it.
We'll also take Joe Baldy of LEAP is coming on. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Ooh. Yeah. This is a wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call Joe here in a little bit after we chit-chat for a
minute. I think the most part about LEAP is just with any medical cannabis group that's out there, especially a law enforcement group, is the education. The education behind laws, the education behind the use of different kinds of drugs.
Yes.
We're coming to a point in our nation where drugs are being looked at in a different perspective. We're seeing drugs being looked at as, the heavier ones, people who are have addictions and things like that, that are addicted to heroin and barbiturates and heavy pain pills and things like that. We're looking at it more as mental health, and this is where we should have been going for such a long time, how our country needs to start looking at this. So I think with this education is going to bring on, a new way that we're going to start looking at how people use drugs, why people use drugs, And
yeah, exactly. The why is a really good thing to talk about, actually, because when people come to Tumbleweed Self Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, we're in the back. When they come on down to get certified, they're usually on a lot of drugs. They're usually on the narcotics and things that are meant to just be temporary. And that's what we talk about a lot. These kinds of heavy, you know, Vicodins and morphines and Dilaudids and Oxy everything's, they're supposed to be a temporary solution to helping you get on your way to fixing a challenging problem in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's broken backs, there's things like that that are a little more extreme. They might need a little heavier dose of cannabis, let's say. But
let that be the option.
But let that, thank you, it's just an option, and don't call it an alternative, people.
It's an option.
It's an option. It is an option. Just like water, coffee, Excedrin.
Echinacea.
Banana.
Uh-huh.
An orange.
Kiwi.
I like it. Kiwi.
Mango.
Mango. Mango, man. Mango, man. So, yeah.
So
let it be an option.
Let it be an option. I think
we've got a big option to vote on this November, and we've been discussing not only presidential candidates. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Boy. Yeah, the laugh track was supposed to go off for that. We've been talking about the initiatives that are coming up. In fact, there's a story online about the campaign to regulate marijuana, like alcohol, actually being, they're going to get sued because they, patients are feeling like in the month it only took them to get 250,000 signatures, and in the little 100-word summary that they gave out, people are afraid that they didn't get the whole message of what this initiative is really all about. Like you were saying, education, patient rights, everything. Where to grow if you can, how to use, where to use, when to use,
being honest,
why to
you
use.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. So they think that this they want to get this, and they want to get this one off the ballot. I'm sure MPP is probably happy about that. But
there's
a lot to vote on. There's, you know, you've got to read MPP's initiative. And I say, don't vote on legalization just to vote on it, just because you want it. Yeah, everybody wants legal life. Cancer.
We're going to have something, folks.
Yeah, we're going to have it.
We just
got to
make sure we vote for the right thing that we want.
You got to vote smart. Right?
And if it's something you don't want, then you shouldn't have to vote for it.
That is a beautiful, gorgeous picture. Look at that. That's the island. I know. Is that the falls in the back? Yeah, those are the falls. That's Niagara Falls back there. We just got a beautiful picture from a blogger who's blogging in, our Silver Sister, all the way from New York. That's Canada. Sorry. Canada. Canada.
Know.
Oh, we don't know the O Canada song. She should be singing the O Canada song right now. Oh, I'm not saying. But guess what? Florida's first two dispensaries are opening this week. Woohoo! Check it out. Let's see. And this is coming from azmarijuana.com. The Florida Department of Health has authorized a medical marijuana dispensary to begin distributing medical marijuana with a low percentage of THC. Trulieve Dispensary is the first to receive distribution authorization. Sales are expected to begin in Tallahassee on July 27th. That's today, according to the news. 7 News Miami. The medical marijuana program in Florida has taken over 2 years to get its feet off the ground due to delays administratively and legally. With the appropriate staff in place, the program was able to move forward with licensing businesses, screening business ownership applications, and legislation to ensure that the proper practices are being utilized. I love it. Kim Rivers, CEO of Trulieve, said, there has been a great responsibility and pressure to get this done as quickly as possible. Patients have waited long enough. The most important thing is to be able to have it available for patients who have a dire need for it. In Florida, patients must speak with a prescribing physician for a medical marijuana prescription. There are only 15 physicians enrolled in Florida's registry that will recommend or prescribe medical marijuana. Patients with epilepsy, severe spasm disorders, seizures, and cancers are eligible with a proper recommendation. The medical marijuana products expected to be available are vape cartridges, tinctures, concentrates, oils, and gel capsules. The products must test low in THC, and the CBD, cannabidiol, must have a high percentage. Patients awaiting higher THC-containing products only have about another month to wait. Those products are expected to be ready by the end of August. Actual medical marijuana flower may be a possibility for Florida medical marijuana patients following a vote in November's election on a proposal to legalize medical marijuana fully. Well, there you have it. Way to go, Florida. They're opening little by little. It's one of those things you got to, and I think it's the, it says the products must test low in THC. I want to know what their percentage of low, what does low mean to them and why? And I think this is where the miseducation is coming. And Cannabis Kid's looking very pensive over here right now. He's thinking too much over here. But that's where the miseducation is. Some states are saying capsules only. Some states are saying THC, well, CBD only. Some are saying no kids. Some are saying kids only. Some are saying epilepsy only. I mean, let us have the plant. Give us the option and let us have it. But here you go. They have a start. And it sounds like the high THC just isn't available right now. So maybe in August when it's done curing. Yes, Cannabis Kid has a question.
All right. I feel like nobody's talking to each other.
I know. Use your words, folks. Guys, use your words.
I feel that like there's like a state right
maybe
here.
Maybe nobody's listening. I think that's the better state.
And there's a state right here. And then it's like, well, we don't know if it works good for kids. And then the state next room is like, it works really great for kids. And the one down here is like, does it really work great for arthritis? And down here they're like, it works amazing for arthritis, but we don't know if it works for kids.
Yeah.
And it's like if they would just
smoke some. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, they need to listen because it's out there.
I think it might even be on the information.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. Maybe we need to just get Miss Regina back on.
Oh, we do.
And we need to get pick her brain.
Bring it on.
But what I want from her and from any of the lovely scientific folks out there. Come on, geeks. Get us a spreadsheet. Get us some links that we can click on to see the scientific studies because I'm so tired of people saying, there aren't any studies and nobody knows. But they're out there. So let's
PubMed.
Get them some.
Okay. PubMed's got a ton.
PubMed. All right, let's go to PubMed, guys. Everyone check out PubMed. And we should probably give our guests a call too.
We should.
They're waiting for some coffee. But
yeah.
Check out some PubMed. But
yes, check out some PubMed. Start looking at your articles.
Yeah, just
there's
read.
There's many links that we've
been talking about.
Tumbleweeds has been posting, you know, definitely a lot of stuff on this. They all have different links. They also have the background where they got their information. There's tons of information on our page, tons of education. Follow it and
read
see
it.
What you think. I mean, we love to hear about people. I love this one. I put that one on the other day.
What was she? There's a picture of Hillary and she's coughing and she's smoke coming out. Oh,
she bong rips.
She bong rips and then she's coughing in through her speech. It's great.
So good.
Okay, but there are some
really, really good educational things other than Hillary talking.
And if you want a good laugh.
If you want a good laugh, we got some good information. It's a little bit of balance. I believe that we got to have that here in a world of chaos
now.
Chaos and pain. Yes, definitely.
All right. Let me read. You find us a good article there. I'm going to give us a little intro into Joseph Faldi. This is a gentleman that's coming on our show in just a moment here. He's a retired police officer. Joseph Faldi spent 5 years as a patrol officer in South San Francisco before retiring due to injuries sustained on duty. Joe's career primarily focused on drug crime. He frequently participated in undercover buy operations, conducted surveillance, and gathered intelligence on suspected drug dealers and locations. He holds a commission on Peace Officers Standard and Training Certificate and a California Specialized Training Institute Officer Safety and Field Tactics Certification. Let me take a sip of my tea here because I want to tell you, you know who else was a peace officer? Are you all ready for this, Silver Sister? You know who else is a peace officer? You bet your bottom dollar Wyatt Earp was a peace officer. Woo-hoo! Boy, howdy, Wyatt Earp.
You are not, so...
I know, I can't even handle it. Come on down to Tumbleweed Sales Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We're going to attempt to call Joe. And Cannabis Kid's going to let us, he's got a great article about five things you need to know about CBD.
Mm-hmm.
CBD, the cannabinoid that all the states are pushing for us to have the most of.
Right, right.
So take a look there.
It is five things you need to know about CBD. And we all know about THC, the magical chemical in marijuana that interacts with the cannabinoid receptors in the brain, altering our sense of our pleasure, time, perception, and memory. Less commonly understood, however, are the compounds in cannabis that affect the brain, most notable about the CBD-rich cannabis that has been used to relieve pain, reduce inflammation, and treat serious illness, including epilepsy, diabetes, and arthritis. But what is it? And what is being held as a miracle treatment? Here are five things that you need to know. It doesn't get you high.
It works with THC. You don't have to smoke it.
It's legal in a lot of places.
And it's not that well understood yet. Okay. We're going to go into those five things in a lot deeper detail after we call Mr. Joseph Baldy here. We're going to try and hook us up to our speakerphone and see what happens. All right. Here we go. We're calling in. My favorite part. Let's see if this works. Well, we're ringing. We're waiting here. So, Joseph Baldy from WEAK, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. See if we can get Joe on the line here. Maybe it's too early in California.
Your call has been...
Oh, WEAK, we got a voice message system. Oh, no, where's our... I hate that when we don't have our sound effects ready. Now we got to wait for the stupid game to load, and then we got to dismiss
game
it.
Game Warrior.
Game of War. Then you got to dismiss it. All right. Well, we'll read a little more. Joe remembers wanting to be a police officer from an early age, he says. I was always fascinated by the police in my community as a child. I enjoyed watching TV shows that portrayed cops as heroes, protecting the public from criminals. I always respected police growing up and wanted to have a career in public services.
He later saw the facility of the war on drugs and harmful consequences of many drug arrests. He helped participate. In my first undercover operation, I bought a couple joints from a gas station employee. He was a hardworking family man from India, living in the United States with his family as a legal resident. I later learned he was possibly facing deportation proceedings due to his felony arrest. He wasn't the main supplier we were after, but he was just an employee trying to make a buck. I don't know if this man was deported or not, but I do know for a couple of joints, his life and his young family's was altered forever because of his marijuana conviction.
Joe believes that we need to take the profit motive out of the illegal drug market and defund cartels and street gangs. Law enforcement should be concentrating on community policing and catching violent criminals. He believes it's wrong for the criminal justice system to be damaging and ruining the lives of nonviolent drug users and the lives of young people lured into the drug trade. A young man in my neighborhood lost his life after being lured into the drug trade. He came from a wealthy family but was drawn to the excitement of selling drugs. He was shot in the head by a competing drug dealer. Other dealers took his place and drugs still make it to the consumer. Prohibition fails to stop the supply and demand for the drugs in our streets.
Wow. I have just a quick story. I was listening to NPR the other day, and they were in Philadelphia during the whole DNC nominations, the presidential nominations going on in Philadelphia. And they were talking to a family who had he was a brother, and we were talking to the mother and the sister of this boy who had been part of a drug incident where he was like the lookout, And during him, he was a 16-year-old boy. He made $100 for doing this. During the time of this, him being a lookout, in another place where he wasn't even at, he wasn't even a witness to the crime, but he was a lookout for this whole incident.
Mm-hmm.
He was 16 and has now life in prison because he was a accomplice to this. And they were talking about how much money we've made. You know, we've talked about putting these people in jail in the privatized prison system where we have one of the highest prison rates in the world, more than China, more than any other country. And for it to be privatized and for people to make money on our prisoners here in the United States is really it's disgusting. And I think in years future, we're going to look back and going, what did we do? I posted an article about how Norway treats their prisoners and the rehabilitation that goes into getting these people back on track and helping them cope with some of the things that are going on in their lives. Because what did we say? It's not the drugs. It goes deeper than the drugs and why people use it. And so this boy ended up being in jail for the rest of his life for a very simple thing. So I'm with LEAP and everything that they do, because the education to our judicial system, to our state employees, officers, and people that are on duty that are, you know, arresting people in these situations, being, you know, caught for small amounts of drugs, really.
Or paraphernalia.
Or paraphernalia.
A pipe that's empty. Like, really, you're going to send someone?
Fines work for people right now.
Not prison for 20 years for a pipe that's empty.
This is ridiculous.
Like, come on.
Overcrowding is happening for simple things. And now, it, like he said, it's a money thing. So I'm
really. It really is.
I want to hear about his.
Any comments out there?
On the privatized prison system here in the United States and just why.
Call in 646-915-8421. And if you are, if you're wondering, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And if you want to know what ailments we approve in our state, because you know we're going to run our commercial in a minute. What time is it? Oh, yeah. In Arizona, if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, chronic pain, this is a big, it says a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristics of MS. You can come on down and get certified and check it out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your
symptoms.
Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Woo! And guess what?
Woo-hoo!
11-11-11. When we open, we're going on 5 years this year.
That is so
fantastic.
Awesome.
It's so wonderful.
Congratulations, Tumbleweeds.
Woo-hoo! All right, so we're back. Having some technical difficulties getting Joe, but that's all right. What are those five things about CBD we need to know?
Oh.
Let's read a little bit about my...
I wanted to just say this.
I'll say it.
This is a quote from Corey Christopherson, Harmart ND. It says, marijuana prohibition is founded on lies and rooted in racism, prejudice, and ignorance.
Oh, it's the darn truth.
It's
the truth.
And this is the thing, is we're waking up as a country.
Yeah.
And we're seeing what this veil that has been, the veil of lies has been kind of
lifted. And everyone's seeing it now.
And it's hard pill to swallow. It's
well, but you want to know what's it's
for some.
It's not funny, but it's funny because I'll have a group of older folks sitting at Tumbleweeds, and I'll just pop out behind my little desk, and I'll say, "Hey, y'all know our government grows cannabis, and they go, what? So then I show them Urban's tin. I bring out the tin that he gets every 25 days that the government fills with 300 joints to hand roll. I bring out the book, tell them about the patent that our government has on the cannabinoids in the plant, because apparently you can't patent the whole plant, but why not patent the constituents of it? So, mm-hmm. yes. And why do they do it? Because it's a neuroprotectant, et cetera. So, and you should see them. They all go, oh, I knew it. Figures. Yep, totally. And they're not surprised. They're not like, oh, are you kidding me? Maybe one is, but most of them are like, oh, of course. Of course they have their own programs, and of course they have their own patients. Of course they do. Duh, why would we think they didn't? You know? So it's a shock, but it isn't. Our government grows it. They've been doing it for 40-plus years. They've got their own patents. They've got their own patients. They roll their own joints. They send them out every month, every 25 days now, every 25 days. Two of our patients in the country get medical cannabis. So, what do you always say?
We're a very smart country. How we use our smarts?
Not so smart sometimes.
But I do. Lighting you know,
systems.
you know,
I won't throw that on.
The patients of the United States government. There are four left. Two are actually receiving medicine still.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them live in a state where they are no doctors
mm-hmm.
will prescribe to them, so therefore not letting the Schedule I drug come into the state,
because mm-hmm.
There has to be a doctor that allows it to come through.
Yes.
Well, if you've ever worked with anyone who works with,
they won't prescribe it.
They won't prescribe it.
They won't put their name on the tin can.
Right.
So they don't want anything to do with having their name on anything marijuana.
Right.
And I believe it's Iowa.
It is Iowa.
Iowa. Oh, Iowa.
It is.
Come on.
It's like.
oh, Iowa. It's just fun saying it. But come on, step up to the plate. There's got to be two doctors somewhere in Iowa. Someone knows someone out there.
It's true. Someone has to know. And I wonder if they just can't drive that far or. I wonder, but anyways, it's happening over different states. I mean, who thought Florida was going to actually open a dispensary?
Yeah, today.
Today.
Congratulations.
I mean, let's talk about things that magically happen.
Robert, Urban, Heidi, you guys.
Yeah. Congratulations down there. I know, Cannabutt.
you guys have worked harder than most everybody out here, and thank you for doing that because it is a lot of work. Robert, you spent way too much time. Places that you should never have been, and we're so sorry for that. But we love you, and we love all you guys. And Keep up the hard work. So, yeah, that's it. Let's just talk about some CBD things right now, because this is the thing that all the states are saying, okay, you can have cannabis, but only CBD. It's a good thing. CBD is a good thing. Let's read a little bit about it, but there again.
And what we know about a little bit about CBD so far is, you know, all of the cannabinoids work with our receptors, but it's really what it is the THC that is the key that actually unlocks the receptors for the other cannabinoids to come in. So without having that small percentage, which we've all talked about, this balance of THC and the other cannabinoids is really what we're seeing is how we're unlocking this plant. Mm-hmm. And over time, you know, this plant was bred to have high THC. And so
it wasn't even that high up until now, recently,
right.
In the last 5-10 years.
Right,
really,
and we've kind of
there.
Gotten to this point where everyone wanted this higher THC and points where, you know, the government gives out a 3%.
Or less
THC rolled joints.
Yeah.
So here we go. So
do we know what the CBD levels are?
I don't.
Herb, call in, blog in, Vox, do something, text us, call me. What are your CBD? They have to know. Good question. Ooh, inquiring mind. All right. Number one, CBD doesn't get you high, although
some studies claim CBD or cannabidiol has anti-inflammatory, anti-convulsant, and neuroprotective qualities, can reduce brain and breast cancer cells proliferation and even slow the development of Alzheimer's disease. And now we know from Alzheimer's disease, it actually breaks down the proteins of the Alzheimer's.
Yep.
So that's what that goes in and does. Unlike THC, CBD does not produce any euphoric hazy, mind-altering effects. I do not get high from CBD, writers
contributor.
It's kind of like being stoned, but without the head.
The head change. Yeah. So it's what they call in the cannabis world. It's a body high. They categorize
it. Feel good.
It takes all your body pain away. So if you've got backache, arthritis, muscle ache, you broke your leg, broke your arm, fractured something, who knows? It works with THC. CBD reportedly increases the duration of a THC high, and with THC also reportedly stimulates neurogenesis, the creation of new brain cells. Oh, can we say that again?
Mm-hmm.
In adult mammals. Although CBD and THC act on different pathways of the body, according to leaf science, they seem to have many of the same medical benefits. Some have dubbed this the entourage effect, and rightly so, given that CBD is just one of an estimated 80 active cannabinoid chemicals in the plant. Right on.
That is so great.
Yeah.
You don't have to smoke it. While you smoke CBD strains like CBDOG, just like you would any other weed, CBD products are applied topically, vaporized, or even taken in capsule form. Have undergone a recent surge in popularity. By choosing consumption method other than smoking, you can unlock the maximum chilled out effect of CBD without exposing your lungs to harmful smoke, which I don't like when people say harmful smoke.
It's legal in a lot of places. Number four. Good news. If CBD products are manufactured using hemp, they're legal in any state. Agricultural hemp, unlike cannabis, is not a controlled substance. To date, according to NIDA, 23 states and the District of Columbia have passed laws allowing marijuana to be used for a variety of medical conditions. 15 additional states have enacted laws intended to allow access to CBD oil and or high CBD strains of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's not that well understood yet. CBD, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, is a critical area for new research. A relatively lack of well-controlled human clinical trials are available. Furthermore, adds NIDA, the opportunity to gather important information on clinical outcomes through practical non-randomized trials for patients using CBD, products available in states marijuana dispensaries is complicated by a variable quality and purity of CBD from these sources. In other words, until the government restrictions on clinical trials involving cannabis are eased, folks need to be careful not to let enthusiasm get ahead of the evidence.
Yeah. Well,
we all know this is the one thing, is we all know plants were put here or they're here on this planet for us to use. And over time, United States is the only country that really has the problem with it. Other countries use Eastern medicine in conjunction with their Western medicine. Now, we're the only ones that only purely really focus with our doctors on full-term pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And that's what's heavily produced here. We have commercials. We have our doctors are influenced by the pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies pay for the universities, and very little research is now given to natural medicine and actually looked at. And we're seeing the rise now of national doctors in the work because of medical cannabis. And they're actually being able to bring their expertise now out to the forefront because of this plant and being able to prescribe it to patients.
Yep.
So I think it's really awesome that we're going to be able to start bringing out this Eastern medicine as time gets bigger with cannabis across the United States.
You know what else is awesome?
What, Bellstar?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is
what you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back. That's not very clear. Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday.
Okay.
What?
Any oil?
We're looking at cartridges that it's supposed to be, that's amber colored. It's supposed to be, that looks clear what you got in your hand. It's supposed to be clear, right?
Well, I mean, when you take oil off of the plant, that's the color it is.
Yeah. Well, how come that's more see-through than that?
Oh, because it's almost gone.
Oh. All right, let's get real. Damn near.
We're back in a minute.
We're damn near. It's damn near empty. welcome to Weedsday Wednesday and our little thought process.
We're here.
And we're glad.
For you.
Oh, does the U.S. government own a patent on marijuana? Patent number 6630507, held by the United States Department of Health and Human Services, covers the use of cannabinoids for treating a wide range of diseases. Under U.S. federal law, marijuana is defined as having no medical use, so it might come as a surprise to hear that the government owns one of the only patents on marijuana as a medicine. The patent, U.S. 6630507, is titled Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants, and was awarded to the Department of Health and Human Services in October of 2003. It was filed 4 years earlier in 1999 by a group of scientists from the National Institute of Mental Health, which is part of the National Institute of Health. So here is, it says right here, the patent claims exclusive rights on the use of cannabinoids for treating neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and stroke, and diseases caused by oxidative stress such as heart attack, Crohn's disease, diabetes, and arthritis. Cannabinoids are a diverse class of compounds that include many of the unique compounds found in marijuana. A number of experts, including CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, have noted the contradiction between federal marijuana law and the government's patents. Quote, the United States government owns a patent on marijuana as a medical application. So we have a patent through our Department of HHS on marijuana as a therapeutic, and we also schedule it as Schedule 1. Quote, it's easy to think of the patent as a patent on marijuana itself. However, this would be inaccurate, since the patent actually covers non-psychoactive cannabinoids, both synthetic and natural, meaning those that don't cause a high or intoxication. The patent also covers only a specific application of these cannabinoids and not the production or use of marijuana and cannabinoids overall. The invention, the patent claims to provide a new class of antioxidant drugs that have particular... Oh, wait, look at that. Look at that. We've got an interruption here. Okay, that have a particular application as a neuroprotectant. Let me read that again. The patent claims to provide a new class of antioxidant drugs that have a particular application as neuroprotectants. Come on, people. According to the description, the inventors recognize a previously unanticipated antioxidant property of the cannabinoids in general and cannabidiol in particular. Importantly, the patent does not cover cannabinoids that act through cannabinoid pathways, also known as receptors. This newfound property makes cannabinoids useful in the treatment and prophylaxis of wide variety of oxidation-associated diseases, such as ischemic age-related inflammatory autoimmune diseases. The cannabinoids are found to have particular application as neuroprotectants, for example, in limiting neurological damage following ischemic insults, such as a stroke or a trauma, or in the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and HIV dementia. Wow. The government's patent does not cover THC, the main ingredient in marijuana. On the other hand, CBD is specifically mentioned as an example of cannabinoid that it covers. The patent describes CBD and other non-psychoactive cannabinoid as superior when taken in higher doses. Quote, non-psychoactive cannabinoids such as cannabidiol are particularly advantageous to use because they avoid toxicity that is encountered with psychoactive cannabinoids at high doses. According to the description, CBD can be ingested in very large amounts without side effects. No signs of toxicity or serious side effects have been observed from following chronic administration of cannabinoids to healthy volunteers, even in large acute doses of 700 milligrams a day. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. Cannabis kid just looks shocked. The patent explains that cannabidiol previously had not been considered useful as a neuroprotectant. However, it cites various studies on cannabidiol as an anti-epileptic and as a potential treatment for glaucoma.
I so thought you were going to say it's an antihistamine blocker. But it possibly could be.
Yeah.
Once you got your body back on track,
yeah,
your own antihistamine blockers come into play. I think allergies happen with a lot of immune system deficiencies.
Well, this is crazy. We posted the article in our blog. If you want to go to, tumbleweedsalescenter.com, you can check out all sorts of information. You can check out how to get certified. You can check out the news. You can go to the radio show. And if you just take a minute to sign up, it's not very long, huh? Take a minute to sign up and blog with us. Talk with us. Be with
Hang
us.
Hang out.
Hang out with us. Be live with us. Tell us what strain you're chilling with us on this morning.
Because you...
You are us.
You are us, and we get to talk to you.
Yeah. And that's it. And we get to talk. We get to. That was a good
We get to talk to you.
You
had mentioned a word that I really wanted to look up. It was oxidative stress. Does anyone know what that is?
Let's see. We will find it right
it
here.
It is essentially an imbalance between the production of free radicals and the ability of the body to counteract or detox their harmful effects through neutralizations by antioxidants.
Wow. Wow. So there's free radicals cruising around creating imbalance in your body, and your body can't Yeah, and your body can't detoxify itself, but give a little...
We're understanding that cannabis can do so many different things
because of our endocannabinoid system.
Right, the way it breaks it down.
People need to understand we actually have an endocannabinoid system that controls and regulates and monitors all our systems.
Right.
Boy, where's Miss Regina when we need her? She could really tell you.
So with the help, because of our endocannabinoid system being suppressed for so many years, even our ancestors, our great-grandparents, passed down, lack of endocannabinoid system in DNA. We all know that's how it happens.
Yeah.
You get passed down. It's where we see degenerative diseases that have been passed down through family members, arthritis, cancer, things like this. We have a missing piece.
I was going to say link.
A missing piece in our DNA on why we humans are becoming so sick and are breaking down faster than we ever have. We're still living longer, but we're breaking down in that time. Like our bodies could get so much more elasticity out of them.
Well, our endocannabinoid system, when activated properly, helps us control every other system the way it's supposed to be controlled. So that when you take, because this is why a lot of overdoses happen, because people, they don't know how to use their medicine, so they just take. And with cannabis, your body just says, nope, we're going to just shut down now. We're not going to let you put any more of this in us. We're going to go to sleep or whatever. And with these narcotics and stuff, the chemical-made ones, they just kill you. You've got to learn about your endocannabinoid system. Now, Wikipedia has something, but let's look and see. Normal has a little introduction to our endocannabinoid system that we're going to actually post. We will post this right on our blog. Again, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can blog right along with us. But Normal, NORML, thank you. They've got a little introduction to the endocannabinoid system by, they got this from healer.com. What is the endocannabinoid system? It's the endogenous cannabinoid system named after the plant that led to its discovery. It's perhaps the most important physiologic system involved in establishing and maintaining human health. Endocannabinoids and the receptors are found throughout the body, in the brain, organs, connective tissue, glands, immune cells, in each tissue. The cannabinoid system performs different tasks, but the goal is always the same, homeostasis, the maintenance, balance of a stable internal environment despite fluctuations in the external environment, which is why a lot of cultures use for spirituality purposes as well.
Yeah. Balancing out.
Balancing and homeostasis. There we go. Cannabinoids promote homeostasis at every level of biological life, from the subcellular to the organism and perhaps to the community and beyond. Here's one example. Autophagy, a process in which a cell sequesters part of its contents to be self-digested and recycled, is mediated by the cannabinoid system. While this process keeps normal cells alive, allowing them to maintain a balance between the synthesis, degradation, and subsequent recycling of cellular products, it has a deadly effect on malignant tumor cells, causing them to consume themselves in a programmed cellular suicide. The death of cancer cells, of course, promotes homeostasis and survival at the level of the entire organism. Endocannabinoids and cannabinoids are also found at the intersection of the body's various systems, allowing communication and coordination between different cell types. At the site of an injury, for example, cannabinoids can be found decreasing the release of activators and sensitizers from the injured tissue, stabilizing the nerve cell to prevent excessive firing, and calming nearby immune cells to prevent release of pro-inflammatory substances. three different mechanisms of actions on three different cell types for a single purpose: minimize the pain, damage caused by the injury, and the damage caused by the injury.
Hmm.
So this is intense, and you guys can check it out. We're at, well, right now, we're on Blog Talk. We are Weeds Day Wednesday. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. Pretend like you're working. Stick your headphones on. Pretend like you're typing a blog with us. Do what you need to do. Wake up with your coffee or your tea and your cannabis and join us. The endocannabinoid system, with its complex actions in our immune system, nervous system, and all of the body's organs, is literally a bridge between body and mind. By understanding the system, we begin to see a mechanism that explains how states of consciousness can promote health or disease.
Mm.
Mm. In addition to regulating our internal and cellular homeostasis, cannabinoids influence a person's relationship with the external environment. Socially, the administration of cannabinoids clearly alters human behavior, often promoting sharing, humor, and creativity. By mediating neurogenesis, neuronal plasticity, and learning, cannabinoids may directly influence a person's open-mindedness and ability to move beyond limiting patterns of thought and behavior from past situations. Reforming these old patterns is an essential part of health in our quickly changing environment. What are cannabinoid receptors, cannabis kid?
Sea squirts, tiny nematodes, and all vertebrate species share the endocannabinoid system. As an essential part of life and adaptation to environmental change, by comparing the genetics of cannabinoid receptors in different species, scientists estimate that the endocannabinoid systems evolved in primitive animals over 600 million years ago. While it seems we know a lot about cannabinoids, I know, the estimated 20,000 scientific articles have just begun to shed light on the subject.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm raising my hand now. Belsar.
600 million years ago?
Belsar. So were they using it? I mean, were the animals chewing on it?
So from what I remember,
600 million years ago, were the animals chewing on it back then?
So as they were developing, this falls in line with their we talk a lot about this with the terpenes and how animals developed sense of smell. Mm-hmm. And their smell, if you know, animals, the four-legged kind, a lot of other than us, have a really great sense of smell.
Oh.
I mean.
It's insane.
It's insane. To think that, you know, in some, we're all, I think we have, over time, we know what has happened to us.
Yeah.
Through food, medicine, and things like that, our senses have died down. Even with the amount of artificial sense stuff that we bring in.
Yes, we have a comment from, I don't want to say the peanut gallery. Yes, it's the land before time. It's what the whole movie is about, finding the star-shaped leaf.
Uh-huh.
It's their whole, it's their whole being. It's who they are.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
Yeah, I think everybody should watch The Land Before Time.
Let's get it right back to in perspective. So right here it says large gaps likely exist in our current understanding and the complexity of interactions between various cannabinoids, cell types, systems, and individuals, organisms, changes scientists to think about psychological and health in new ways. The following brief overview summarizes what we do know.
Cannabinoid receptors are present throughout the body. They're embedded in cell membranes and are believed to be more numerous than any other receptor system. When cannabinoid receptors are stimulated, a variety of physiologic processes ensue. Researchers have identified two cannabinoid receptors, CB1, predominantly present in the nervous system, connective tissue, gonads, glands, and organs, and CB2, predominantly found in the immune system and its associated structures. Many tissues contain both CB1 and CB2 receptors, each linked to a different action. Researchers speculate there may be a third cannabinoid receptor waiting to be discovered. Endocannabinoids are the substances our body naturally makes to stimulate these receptors. The two most well understood of these molecules are anandamide and 2-AG, arachidonylglycerol. They are synthesized on demand from cell membrane arachidonic acid derivatives. Have a local effect and short half-life before being degraded by the enzymes fatty acids, FAAH and MAGL. Phytocannabinoids are plant substances that stimulate cannabinoid receptors. Delta-9, tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, is the most psychoactive and certainly the most famous of these substances. But other cannabinoids, such as cannabidiol, CBD, and CBN, are gaining the interest of researchers due to a variety of healing properties. Most phytocannabinoids have been isolated from cannabis sativa, but other medical herbs, such as Echinacea purpura, have been found to contain non-psychoactive cannabinoids as well. Interestingly, the cannabis plant also uses THC and other cannabinoids to promote its own health and prevent disease. Cannabinoids have antioxidant properties that protect the leaves and flowering structures from ultraviolet radiation. Cannabinoids neutralize the harmful free radicals generated by UV rays, protecting the cells in humans. Free radicals cause aging, cancer, and impaired healing. Antioxidants found in plants have long been promoted as natural supplements to prevent free radical harm. Laboratories can also produce cannabinoids. Synthetic THC, marketed as Marinol, dronabinol, and Sesamet, a THC analog, are both FDA-approved drugs for the treatment of severe nausea and wasting syndrome. Some clinicians have found that they're helpful in the off-label treatment of chronic pain, migraine, other serious conditions like that, but many other synthetic cannabinoids are used in animal research, and some have potency up to 600 times that of THC.
Ooh.
Wow. So, for cannabis, the endocannabinoid system, and good health, as we continue to sort through emerging science of cannabis cannabinoids, one thing remains clear: a functional cannabinoid system is essential for health. And we'll leave it there. We'll stop there. You can find that on Normal, and we also posted that, I believe, if we haven't, we'll do it now on our blogging site. Yes, we did. So check it out. It's almost time to go, and I think the production team of We Say Wednesday blew it. I think it's next week is our interview with Mr. Joe Baldy. So that's all right, though.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You get a little preview of what we're going to be doing next week. So get excited. Get your questions ready.
Get your questions for Leap ready, because these opportunities to talk to these folks,
this is one of the biggest fears as patients know it is. What are the officers, out there knowing?
What in the world are they thinking?
Well, I mean,
because
the norm has been, it's okay with Oxycontin, Vicodin,
Dilaudid, morphine.
All of these things, it's been fine. It's never been a thing. But it's
you don't need a card for that, do you? No?
It's been a thing that, this plant has been gotten so much, and we just found out why. It's because ignorance,
mm-hmm.
and because they want to judge,
mm-hmm.
and they want to place it in its category of it's bad and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still having a hard time shaking that bad and wrong feeling.
2003, they got their patent, folks, and they wanted it a lot earlier. They wanted it in 99. They wanted it a lot earlier than that. Wow. I can't even.
Don't let them make you feel bad.
No, they're using it. They're using it. They're growing it. They're giving it out to their patients, and we know that. So, anyway. Thank you so much for always tuning in to Weed Say Wednesday. We love getting on air and sharing good times with you. We always have a good time. We look forward to seeing each other and
hearing from you, our bloggers, our listeners,
our readers,
our guests,
everybody in the green room. You guys are awesome. I know. They're always here back to the
cabin.
Ellen,
save us some cookies.
Later, Ellen. All right. Yes, they listen to people. They're like, what cookies? All right, so I think next week we're going to have Leap on, Law
awesome.
Enforcement Against Prohibition.
I'm excited.
Joe Baldy, yeah, I'm excited too. He's like, why are you waking me up so early? Uh-huh. Sorry, Joe. Sorry, my bad. So get out there, get educated, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, And we love you guys. The most important thing is to remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Have an awesome day, you guys.
Here's next week.
Happy Weekday Wednesday. Woo-hoo!